sporting a green pocket square in his suit jacket, with a stroke of a pen or rather, several pens distributed as souvenirs. Governor Phil Murphy signed Executive Order 100 to enact one of the most sweeping green energy initiatives in the country. Executive Order 100 directs the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection to enact a regulatory reform package known as Protecting Against Climate Threats, or PACT. We have not been sitting around wasting precious time, the governor said. He cited a number of initiatives and proposals the state has undertaken or plans to undertake to achieve 100% clean energy status for the state by 2050. The Energy Master Plan will be a series of steps to generate, use, and manage energy consistent with economic, climate, and societal demands of our time. Describing New Jersey as ground zero for the effects of climate change, the Energy Master Plan will be bolstered by PACT. Murphy said the unprecedented package would draw a line in the sand against climate change. Murphy criticized Washington, D.C. and those trying to prop up a dying coal industry and said of those places where the cry is drill, baby, drill, were ignorant of both science and reality. Some 14 entities expressed their support for the Board of Public Utilities Energy Master Plan, Attinch Education Fund, Environmental Defense Fund, ILS, National Wildlife Federation, Natural Resources Defense Council, New Jersey Audubon, New Jersey Conservation Foundation, New Jersey League of Conservation Voters, New Jersey Sustainable Business Council, Pinelands Preservation Alliance, Rethink Energy New Jersey, the Nature Conservancy New Jersey Chapter, the Watershed Institute, and the Tri-State Transportation Campaign. Governor Murphy described the master plan as an undertaking nothing less than a complete transformation of our energy policy, and that together, the new master plan and executive order will propel New Jersey into a clean energy future to grow our economy as it powers our economy. Murphy said that he wants New Jersey to be leading the charge on research and development for clean energy and policy, that the Energy Master Plan was a 290-page document deeply researched with enormous stakeholder engagement. The Office of the Governor said, the Energy Master Plan defines 100% clean energy by 2050 as 100% carbon-neutral electricity generation and maximum electrification of the transportation and building sectors, which are the greatest carbon emission-producing sectors in the state, to meet or exceed the GRE mandates. The Energy Master Plan is the first of a series of monumental steps to ensure that New Jersey generates, uses, and manages its energy supply in a way that is consistent with economic, climate, and societal demands. Among the PACT regulations were those which established a greenhouse gas monitoring and reporting program to monitor the reduction of emissions, new regulations under the Air Pollution Control Act to establish criteria that would reduce CO2 and short-lived climate pollutants, and reforms to land use regulations to take climate change effects into consideration with respect to planning and community development. 7 strategies for achieving the governor's goals were outlined, affecting the energy consumption and emissions from the transportation section, distribution and acceleration of renewable energy resources, maximizing energy utility efficiency, reducing energy consumption and emissions from buildings while establishing a decarbonization roadmap, the establishment of integrated distribution plans to modernize the state's energy system, to support clean energy in underserved municipalities, and to expand the clean energy innovation economy. Board of Public Utilities President Joseph Fiordaliso thanked the governor, calling him the greenest governor in the country, and said, "We are entering this new decade prepared to tackle the challenges we face. The Energy Master Plan shows us the steps we must take to responsibly and strategically reach our clean energy and emissions reduction goals. In the process, we'll create new long-term jobs and a framework for integrating sophisticated renewable energy technologies that move us toward our goal of realizing a cleaner, safer planet." Department Commissioner Catherine R. McCabe spoke afterwards and thanked Murphy. McCabe said, "In the absence of true federal leadership on climate change, New Jersey is taking the lead with one of the most comprehensive climate regulatory reform efforts in the country. This reform pact is a pact with the residents of New Jersey to protect our property, infrastructure, and quality of life by making climate resilience a primary consideration for department permits and approvals. It is also a pact across generations to reduce emissions that fuel climate damage so that our children and grandchildren may too thrive and enjoy our great state. McCabe cited New Jersey's long coastline as an area threatened by rising sea levels from the effects of climate change. NCHPAT will complement the work we do with the master plan by making a comprehensive shift to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and take into account rising sea levels and other effects of climate change. We must make smart strategic changes now to be prepared for what is coming our way. Senator Anthony Buckle released a statement criticizing the master plan, saying it would put a burden on residents who use natural gas. While Governor Murphy's energy plan may earn him pats on the back from other liberal millionaires, Bucco said, it's nothing more than a tax that will drive up gas and electric bills of hardworking New Jerseyans who are already at the limit of what they can afford. It's another example of the governor not understanding the extreme cost of implementing a far-left progressive agenda. Instead of offering relief that people are seeking, he's promising higher energy bills that will drive the out-migration of more families and businesses from New Jersey. Bucco also said that New Jersey already has among the lowest per capita emission rates of any state in America. Chemistry Council of New Jersey Executive Director Dennis Hart responded to the Energy Master Plan, saying the council commends the Murphy administration for once again reviewing the state's energy master plan and for not placing a moratorium on specific energy sources. To meet our state's economic and environmental goals, CCNJ supports a comprehensive energy strategy that promotes and leverages all energy sources, including natural gas, while also promoting energy efficiency and alternative sources, such as energy recovery. Hart further added that New Jersey's industrial energy rates are still some of the highest in the nation, about 45% above the national average. As large energy users, the state's energy policies are of critical importance to our members. While we applaud the Murphy administration's ambitious goals, it is imperative that affordable and reliable energy be at the forefront of the state's energy master plan. New Jersey's energy policy must adequately address and take into full consideration the cost of energy and overall ratepayer impact. We look forward to reviewing the administration's financial impact report on the proposed plan. Democratic Assemblyman John McKeon praised the Energy Master Plan. As we continue to experience setbacks on the issue of climate change due to federal inaction, securing a sustainable environmental future for our residents has never been more important. I thank Governor Murphy and the administration for their efforts in developing a comprehensive and strategic environmental plan for New Jersey. By signing Executive Order No. 100, the governor has initiated an impactful course of regulatory reform that will help get New Jersey on track to achieving its goal of 100% clean energy by 2050. New Jersey Business and Industry Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ray Cantor expressed his thoughts about the ambitious plans, saying that while the goals were laudable, they had concerns about cost impacts to businesses without a ratepayer impact study being conducted. Like Senator Bucco, Cantor discussed natural gas. We questioned the feasibility and reliability of a rushed abandonment of the use of natural gas, an energy source that heats more than 75% of New Jersey's homes and businesses, and generates more than 50% of our electricity. Limiting access to the least expensive and most reliable and abundant source of energy we have will add to New Jersey's affordability crisis and dramatically increase costs for our already overburdened residents and job creators. Cantor also seemed to doubt whether or not the initiative would be effective in cutting carbon. We also have great concerns that the executive order announced today as part of the EMP will have a direct, negative impact on manufacturing and industry in the state, without any significant carbon reductions. It's great that Governor Murphy just committed to regulating greenhouse gases to combat the climate emergency, Because the science dictates we must reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030, said Amy Goldsmith, State Director of Clean Water Action New Jersey. PUE has been working overtime the past 2 years churning out action after action on energy efficiency, offshore wind and solar. Now it's department's turn to do the same, churning out action after action, regulating greenhouse gases, especially short-lived climate pollutants like methane and black carbon, updating land use and water rules, and stopping polluters from trading killer smog, creating ozone, or expanding frack gas infrastructure.